Chapter 6. Raggedy Ann Saved Fido. It was the middle of the night. The dolls were all asleep in their beds. Only Raggedy Ann was not sleeping. Raggedy lay in her bed. Her eyes were looking up at the ceiling. She put her hand up on her head several times. She was thinking. After a long, long time, Raggedy Ann sat up and said, "I've thought it all out." When the other dolls heard this, they all woke up. They sat up and said, "Listen, Raggedy has thought it all out."
"Tell us about it, Raggedy," said the tin soldier. "We hope they were sweet thoughts."
"Not very sweet thoughts," said Raggedy,
and she dried a tear from her button eyes.
"We haven't seen Fido all day, have we?"
"Not since this morning," Lisa said.
"I'm worried," said Raggedy.
"And if my head didn't have all this new cotton, I'm sure it would ache because of the worry. When Marcella took me into the living room this afternoon, she was crying. I also heard her mama say, 'We'll find him. He will come home soon.' I knew they were talking about Fido. He must be lost."
The tin soldier jumped out of bed. He ran over to Fido's basket.
"He's not here," he said.
"When I was sitting at the window at about noon," Uncle Clem said, "I saw Fido and a yellow dog playing out on the lawn. They ran out through a hole in the fence."
"That was Priscilla's dog. His name is Peterkins," said Lisa.
"I know poor Marcella is very sad about Fido," said Helen. "I forgot all about it until now. I was in the dining room at dinner time. Then I heard her daddy tell her to eat her dinner, and he would go out and find Fido."
"I think it would be great if we could show our love for Marcella. We can try and find Fido,"
Raggedy said. "It's a great plan, Raggedy Ann," said all the dolls. "Tell us how to start."
"Well, first, let's go out on the lawn and see if we can track the dogs," said Raggedy.
"I can track them easily," said Uncle Clem. "I'm good at tracking things."
"Then let's go right away," said
Raggedy Ann as she jumped down from the bed. The other dolls followed her. The window was open. The dolls helped each other to climb up to the window. Then they jumped onto the soft grass below. Of course, because they were dolls, the fall did not hurt them at all. At the hole in the fence, Uncle Clem saw the trail of the two dogs. The other dogs followed him until they came to Peterkin's doghouse. Peterkins was too big to sleep in the house, so he had a nice doghouse outside under a tree. Peterkins was surprised to see the little dolls coming up to his doghouse. Peterkins could see that they were Marcella's dolls.
"Come in," Peterkins said.
So all the dolls went into Peterkins' doghouse. They sat down, and Raggedy told him why they had come.
"I'm worried, too," said Peterkins. "But I couldn't tell Marcella where Fido was. She cannot understand dog language, you know. This is what happened. Fido and I were playing the greatest game in the park when a big man came. He had a stick with a funny thing on the end of it, and he came running towards us. We barked at him. Then Fido thought the man was trying to play with us, so Fido went up too close. Then a terrible thing happened. That man caught Fido with his stick and carried him into a car. He threw Fido in with a lot of other dogs."
"The dog catcher!" cried Raggedy Ann.
"Yes," said Peterkins.
He dried his eyes with his paws.
"It was the dog catcher. I followed his car, and I saw him put all the dogs into a big pen that no dog could get out."
"Then do you know the way there, Peterkins?"
asked Raggedy Ann.
"Yes, I can find it easily," Peterkins said.
"Then show us the way,"
Raggedy Ann said.
"We must try to get Fido back."
So Peterkins led the way across streets. The dolls all ran along behind him. Once a strange dog ran out at them, but Peterkins told him to mind his own business. The strange dog went back into his doghouse. At last they came to the dog catcher's place. Some of the dogs in the pen were barking at the moon, and others were crying loudly. There was Fido. He was all covered with mud. He was so glad to see the dolls and Peterkins. All the other dogs came to the side of the pen and looked at the strange dolls.
"We will try and let you out," said Raggedy Ann.
When the dogs heard this, they barked happily. Then Raggedy Ann, the other dolls, and Peterkins went to the gate. The gate had a latch to keep it closed. Raggedy Ann knew that she needed to lift the latch to open the gate, but the latch was too high for her. So Peterkins held Raggedy Ann in his mouth and stood up on his back legs so that she could lift the latch. When the latch was lifted, the dogs pushed and jumped against the gate. They pushed so hard that the gate flew open. It knocked Peterkins and Raggedy Ann into the mud. When the dogs ran out of the pen, they jumped on top of one another and barked loudly. The dog catcher woke up. The dogs ran away down the street. Fido helped Raggedy Ann to her feet. Fido, Peterkins, and all the dolls ran after the other dogs as quickly as they could. The dogs turned the corner just as the dog catcher came out. He was still in his pajamas. He stopped in surprise when he saw the dolls in white pajamas running down the street. He had no idea what they could be. When they got to Peterkins' house, the dolls thanked Peterkins for his help. Then the dolls and Fido ran home. They had to hurry because the sun was getting ready to come up. When they got to their own home, they found an old chair out in the yard. After a lot of work, they finally got it to the window. They climbed up on the chair and entered the room from the window. Fido was very thankful to Raggedy Ann and the other dolls. Before he went to his basket, he gave them each a lick on the cheek. The dolls ran quickly into bed. They were very sleepy. Raggedy Ann said,
"If my arms and legs were not filled with nice, clean cotton, I'm sure they would ache. Since they are filled with nice, clean, white cotton, they don't ache at all. I know Marcella will be so happy in the morning when she finds Fido in his own little basket safe at home. I'm so happy that I feel like my body is filled with sunshine."
Since the dolls were now all asleep, Raggedy Ann lay down and smiled happily.